Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
He said, test all things. And when you are done testing, what should you hold? When you test all things, what should you hold? Hold the truth. Okay, more like sieving, and what is true should stay. What is wrong should not. Believing rightly is so important. That is why Paul wrote to us in this manner. Also in Acts 28:23, see what happened there. How that he spent a whole day, morning till evening. We'll have a lot of that in 2026. Shout glory. You don't expect members to be happy when you are trying to help them. Some of them will be so angry. But it's not about them. It's about the truth. Are we together? Hallelujah. Who has this cup? No, I just want to know who is wearing the cup. It's not because the cup is a sin. Is your cup? I thought the person wore it to this service, so I thought it's Pastor Peter because he's wearing native. So when they had appointed him a day, many came to him at his lodging where he lodged, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and what? The prophets. From what? Morning till evening. Persuading them about what? Jesus. I said yesterday to the leaders, any scripture, part of scripture you read should lead you to where? To who? Christ. If you don't find Christ in any part of scripture you're reading, the revelation you've caught there is not complete. To be harmful. So from the law of Moses and the prophet, Christ was deduced by Paul. He was explaining to deduce Christ. Alright? Amen? If you look at the scripture, it's quite tricky but very, very easy to understand. It says, so when they appointed him a day, many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained solemnly and testified. Explain and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets. So, did you see something here? What did you see? Let me see whether you people are thinking like me. What did you see here? Did you see something here? Something very unique that will open the scripture to you. Explain and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophet. Did you see something here? What did you see? Yes, you saw it, persuading them. What else? Okay, so solemnly explain to them. So take it himself. My goodness. Latifah, the other day you got it on Sunday. So let me hear. What did you see? Have you seen anything? Okay. Ask me, you got it today. What you said is true, but not what I was looking for. If you observe, there's a substitution here. What can we substitute for another? Jesus and the kingdom. Are you seeing that? Firstly, he said the Bible said he was explaining the kingdom to them. And secondly, he said persuading them from both the law of Moses and persuading them concerning who Jesus is. The emphasis was the kingdom of God, and now the kingdom of God is now being substituted for what? Jesus. A little wonder he said, you all, some of you here will not die talking about the 12 until you see the kingdom of God in its glory. Can you remember that part of scripture? He was referring to his glorified state, which they saw on the Mount of what? Transfiguration. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah to Jesus. And I hope you are not getting confused. Because if you look at Daniel 7 from verse 13, you'll understand why we're substituting Jesus for the kingdom. Alright? So let's see it. Daniel 7 from verse 13. Media, why is your screen not stable? I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man was coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to what? The ancients of days. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
And they brought him near before him. Glory to God. Next part of scripture. So did you observe one like the Son of Man was coming in the cloud of heaven, and he was coming to the ancients of days, right? Brought him near before him. Then to him was given what? To who? To who? To who? Who is the him now? Huh? Okay, now go back to 13. Now I was watching the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to what? And they brought him near before him. They brought him near before him. Next part of scripture. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not what? And his kingdom the one that shall not be what? Next part of scripture. Let's read very fast. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit within my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. Next part of scripture. I came near one of those who stood by and asked him the truth of all these. So he told me and made known to me the interpretation of distance. Next part of scripture. What is the interpretation? They needed interpretation. We shouldn't take them literal. Daniel admitted that everything he saw needed what? An interpretation. We should not take it what? Literal. Those great beasts which are four kings which shall arise of the earth. Right? Next part of scripture. But the saints of the Most High shall what? And what? But according to the vision, who was given a kingdom, authority, and etc., one coming like the Son of Man, what? From the clouds of heaven. Are you here? One, what is the interpretation now? That Satan may try to find expression through wicked men on the earth, but the sons of the Most High shall what? Receive. Who was given the kingdom in the vision? One like the Son of Man. But the sons of the Most High shall receive is the word interpretation of one like the Son of Man in verse 13 and 14. Do you understand what I'm trying to talk about? So who is the miniature microcosm of the kingdom? Christ Jesus. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? That's why he substituted where we just left. Isn't it? Where did we just leave? Acts 28, what? So let's go back there. Morning till evening, Paul the apostle was teaching. What time to what time? Morning till evening. You know, sometimes some of you think we're not disciplined when we don't keep to time. It's not true. We know the need for these things. We understand it so powerfully, so wonderfully. I understand the spirit of a prophet is subject to a prophet. But you see, we know people really have to understand this. And sometimes the way it's burning in our heart, we used to think that that's how the hunger is burning in the hearts of people to receive. Until you begin to teach, you know. You are teaching. You see somebody's face. It's looking like he wants to die. He's hungry. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Paul didn't care. What time to what time? Morning. So what? Meaning if Paul was your pastor, Sunday service will end in the evening. How many of you will change church? Imagine you come 8 a.m. and leave 8 p.m. And Paul said, lock the doors. Nobody should go outside. Imagine somebody fell and died in one of his services. The person was sleeping because of the stress. Fell down, died. You know, service should end. There should be chaos. Paul said, bring the guy. They brought him. He laid hands. The guy came back to life. He said, please arrange properly. Let's continue. But you see, let's get the message here. It is very important for you to hold fast what is what true. It was more about deducing the truth, trying to get to the truth here. Are we together? And that is why Paul is taking so much time, because he understands that if we get it right on our inside, it will be easier on the outside for a manifestation. Are we together? Because a lot of times, and every time we lose because of what is happening on our inside. Satan has never carried anybody's hand and said, go and steal meat. Is anybody like that here? Like you saw your hand stealing the meat and you are telling your hand, don't steal. And it entered your mind, you say, I will not eat. And you are eating, you are like, I don't like this sin. I don't like, but you are eating the meat. I don't like this meat. I hate this meat. Is there anybody like that? You wanted to steal meat and your hand is just going to say, hand, I'm warning you, hand. You know, some people truly believe that part of scripture that says, if your right eye, your right hand will cause you to sin, cut it off. I'm not saying don't believe it. They see it like this, cut it off, literally. Some people, the first time they read that part of scripture, that was what came to their mind. Say, this hand, what this hand has done. Truly, if they remove this hand, I will not do some things. But it's not true. And that's not the interpretation of the scripture. Like one time, I heard some people talking about carrying your cross and following God. You know, he said, if you love me, you will take up your cross and follow me. And I heard an interpretation that blew my mind. I was like, woo! I mean, some people think that's simply... I think a lot of people think like that. Let me not hype you so much. Okay, let's test. What is your interpretation of that part of scripture? Come. Give him a mic. Give it the interpretation. You know, sometimes you assume. I'm going to carry like 3 people to give me the interpretation. Benjamin, come. Wane, come. Wane can't believe it. She didn't plan for this. You're in trouble today. Oh. The Spirit of God is on your matter. All right. 3 of you, give me the interpretation of that scripture. Now, media, get it for me. If you love me, you take up your, deny yourself, take up your cross. And, all right, so let's hear it. Go ahead.
All right, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I've never done a study on this scripture, so it's me.
Have you heard it before?
I've heard it a lot of times, sir.
Okay, what do you think it means? You know, if you didn't do it, it's because you thought you knew it. So tell me, what was in your heart?
Yes, sir, I've always been waiting for you to bring the scripture.
So my God. It, you see, this man is cunning. Come and give these people. They are not agreeing ladies first this time. Go ahead. Yes, that's it. Okay, look at it.
Okay. Do I understand is that taking your cross daily and following Christ is making him your point of emphasis, regardless of whatever you are facing in life.
Yeah, so, okay. So, how about you? Where is Oche? Come and stand there. You think you just say a corny thing and go and sit down? You have been waiting for me all your life. Before you know me, you've been waiting for me since they born you to come and interpret this scripture. You see? Go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Evening. You've been waiting for me to?
No, sir.
All right, go ahead.
What I understand from the scripture is that as Christians, no matter what we are going through, it's our duty to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Jesus daily.
The interpretation now. Well, you know, you can have get an idea. She's still saying what this brother is saying. Meaning, no matter the difficulty of life, right? Carry your cross and follow God. All right, you still are waiting for me, isn't it? All right, you can give him the mic and be seated. I know a lot of people see it like that, and I'm not trying to shame you. We are just disrupting something. Amen. You see, many people see this scripture like this. Anytime there's problem, tribulation, suffering, carry your cross, follow the Lord. Anybody suffering, carry your cross. See, that's what it means to carry your cross. As the idea, carry your cross. It paints this picture of you are in distress, you are in agony, and you are just dragging cross like Jesus dragged. Maybe you get what I'm trying to say? That's not true. And if you see it like that, you'll be prepared to suffer as a Christian. You just make up your mind that you'll suffer. It's not God's will that you should suffer. Say amen. It's not God's will. Now, if you look at it, if you look at the Bible carefully, right? Let's do this. I didn't prepare for that, but I'll try to get this scripture. Let me see if some of you can give me, pastors, the part of the Bible that said it was not God's will. Okay, trying to break the revelation already. The part of scriptures that says God didn't want the children of Israel to access the promised land easily because their mindset were not right. Can you get that scripture for me? Because their mindset were not right. So it caused them to pass another route. What's that part of scripture? Is it in Deuteronomy or Numbers? Have we seen it? What? Numbers 14. Are you sure? Numbers 14. Let me see the one you saw. No. What? Let me see. I don't want to put up the wrong scripture. Exodus what? Let me see it. Never supposed to be long. Why was it long for the children of Israel? Their mindset. You see that? It was supposed to be short. But God looked at their mindset. He said, no, this mindset is bad. Let me make it long because they have bad way of thinking. It will take me a lot of time because of how they are thinking to change their heart. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Because of from what I'm seeing right now, they're going to change their minds. Or else, so let me take them through a longer route. A longer. And as they were going and they were going and they... More like when they got missing, they got to a part of in the forest that they don't even know where they are going to. And of course, when they they changed their mind several times, but they did not see anything at the back. He already knew that their mindset were wrong. So why does it seem like sometimes Christians go through suffering for a very, very long, long time? They have a bad way of thinking. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They are thinking what? Wrongly. They have a wrong mindset. That will make them scared. That will make them fall. That will make them, and etc. And God is like, man, I think I need to take more time to work on these people. That's why it seems like the wilderness experience is long for some people. But you see, suffering for a Christian should not be long at all. I'm back to where we were. As I'm talking to you, I had an experience that the Lord is using to, as I'm trying to teach this part of scripture in the book of Luke about denying yourself, taking up your cross and following God. What the enemy is trying to do is to remind me of an experience. As I was walking here, I was remembering something. Well, Lord is now using this part of scripture coincidentally to remove the weight of the thing I'm thinking about. You know, last night I got really offended at a situation. I got so pained. And I told the Lord, I made up my mind in 2026, I'm going to fly with these people. That's what I told the Lord. I said, I'm not receiving a word from heaven. I'm speaking a word from my inside to heaven. The Bible says, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. He said, whatever you lose, I have the counsel of God. I was muttering in tongues and speaking to myself. And I said, in 2026, we will fly on the wings of the Spirit. And as I was thinking, a word dropped in my spirit that the least things you would think about in 2026 will be money. You have a lot of money. A lot of money. A lot. Now, I was talking yesterday, just to one of our guys here, and the person was sacked. I got so pained. I went home, I couldn't rest my heart. I was just thinking. I said, what kind of wickedness is this? And I said, there's a certain way I would have reacted, but for the good of those even in that place, I'll be calm. While I did anything I was supposed to do, I did it. You know, the Bible says the heart of a man is desperately wicked. Sometimes when we see evil, we are wondering, how could somebody be this evil? How? How can you be this evil? Have you seen evil and you are wondering, how can somebody grow to become that evil? Then you get to understand God's word when he said the heart of a man is what? Who can understand it? You know, sometimes you don't know what people are going through. You are just being wicked unnecessarily. Wicked unnecessarily. What if somebody who was working was the last hope of their entire family? And you see some people out of wickedness plotting to get that person sacked. What if that salary was the hope of the entire family? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Then, because of your wicked heart, you plot that person out of their source of income. Selfish, useless interest. That's why when I understood God's word, nobody forces me into a stupid mentality because of tribe. Nobody. I'm a kingdom man, and that's how I'm going to raise my children. There is no pride in any tribe. I don't have any pride tied to any tribe or religion. I'm not a religious person. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The first thing you asked me, you said, from where? I will tell you, from heaven. You know, I was telling my wife, I said, the problem of it, of this state is the useless cultures we have. I don't know if I've seen any other people, maybe I've not seen yet, that this tribalistic. And that, you know, tribalistic in all angles. Do you know that the white guys, some of them are still racist, but they were racist. Are we together? Some of them are still racist. Do you know if you are not careful, you will become more racist than they are because you're trying to defend yourself? So the people who were once victim here have become tribalistic too. Almost every tribe in this state are tribalistic. And they see other tribes as a threat. You go to government firms, you see wickedness. They are Christians, but they are so tribalistic. So because of their mentality, God's word is under. The wickedness, Satan through that wrong mindset, prevails in their heart easily, just like the Pharisees. Can you remember the Pharisees? They were working for God in their heart, but because of their bad mentality, what happened? Satan penetrated through their heart And it was through them that Jesus was crucified. Through them. Hallelujah to Jesus. I couldn't sleep. I was thinking, I said, Lord, if some of this useless embarrassment will end in 2026, it will end. You will have money. Oh my goodness. We'll pray into money. Whether the money doesn't want to come, it must come by all means. I told the Lord, there are days I will keep just calling money. Just appear in people's bag. Eh? If just be appearing. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now I got really offended and I sent some mails and etc. expressing myself. Though being very careful because of some people that are still there. You know, I'm wondering. We've not really been known everywhere in the world. And, you know, I got offended more because GCMI. Yesterday I was meditating. I said, what is GCMI? It's not like I don't believe we are big. But how big are we that people are timing, you know, that name. We just hear that name. We don't want it. People like this again. Kind of envy is that. And I said to the Lord, I said, I think you are trying to bring my people back because we're going to build something big. No, no. Never see yourself like a slave. You are not a slave. Are you listening to me? Oh, you are in charge. You are in charge. I've taught you, anywhere you find yourself, give your best. Whether a Muslim is your boss, give your best. Are you listening to me? Give your best to everything you do. When he began to understand God's word, he carried the human, he tried to study about the human brain. He wanted to know that there's white human brain and black human brain. He found out that all human brain have the same color. Then he said to himself, if it's the same kind of brain we have, then I'm not limited. Many foreigners have come to Lagos. To Otta. Otta was a village. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? Because of that man of God. And many people don't understand. Like I was studying leaders yesterday. They gave birth to Moses. Everything fought against Moses. Because he was supposed to liberate who? Israel. A king stood up and said, kill the whole children. An entire generation of boys. Meaning, there was a time in Israel that nobody will find a 26-year-old boy. In a generation, they will see like 226 year old girls. They'll be like, where are 26 year old boys? Say, wait, they don't exist. The generation of those boys were wiped off. They were looking for one person. Who was that? Moses. Satan could invest killing how many people? An entire generation, because he wanted to get one boy. Who was that boy? Moses. Let's talk about Jesus. The same thing. Herod. They say, kill all the children. Go to every state. Kill everybody. Who are they looking for? Jesus Christ of Nazareth. See how important fulfilling destiny can be. Satan heard the prophecies. He flowed through wicked men that are aligned with him. Are you looking at what I'm trying to say? There are people aligning with Satan. Aligning with Satan. In the name, because they will not allow God's word to dominate their heart. Useless cultures and beliefs. Let me tell you something. A white collar does not make you less foolish if you don't allow God's word to get on your inside. You can wear a white collar like a pastor and be acting like a demon. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Like a demon. People like that. That's why you will never find me identify with the people. It's a useless culture from the pit of hell. Say, go and kill a goat and pursue. All those stupid demonic things. I don't believe in demons. I don't believe in devils. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I don't believe in all those rubbish. I remember sometime I had a fracture in my knee while I was playing football, and they said there was a man who could press it. And when we went there, he said we should drop 10 naira on the ground. I said, I have over 8,000. I can give you 2,000, 3,000, 5,000. Why are you telling me to drop? He said, they were looking for a change of 10 naira. When they brought it, they gave him, he said, drop it on the ground. He now raised his hand. I said, no. What's that? He's blowing something. He's doing his hand like this. I said, stop that. Stop that now. You are invoking spirit on which person's leg? If there are some small spirit that can do this thing, then the Holy Ghost can do even more. Yes, I went back, I laid my hands on my knee. I said, God, they are calling one spirit somewhere. So spirit somewhere that follows Satan to leave heaven can heal me. And there are some with God that cannot heal. I said, no. I laid my hands there. I said, if Satan, as long as I've seen that Satan can do it, God can do even more. And the Lord began to use the scripture to console me. Because sometimes you truly don't need to read. You don't get it twisted, right? Because of what you are, the advantage you have in Egypt, don't embrace slavery. You are not a slave. Say, I'm not a slave. Whatever Egypt is doing for you does not make you a slave. Whether Egypt is paying you this or that, you are not a slave. Refuse to be called a slave. Any blessing that comes with dishonor is not from God. Any blessing that comes with what? Dishonor is not from God. And that is why I believe that this is our state. It will take God's special grace for it to change. The word of God must really get into the hearts of men. The bad mentality we have in this state is the reason why this state is not making progress. Everybody wants to eat to their grief. Foolish mentality. Super tribalistic. Not wanting anybody to make progress beyond them. That's why if you don't hold on to God, they will finish you, they will remove you from the earth. I was talking to some people in my street. They were complaining that one of their brothers just came back, graduated, and he slept and did not wake up. That every year, one boy would die in their family. This one just graduated, came back, slept, did not wake up. If you see that boy very young, and that's how he says he's the last boy in his family as we are speaking. I said, I hope you want to be born again. I told him, get born again. Devils that are doing these things. Hallelujah to Jesus. I mean, it's just crazy the way Satan is making people misbehave. So crazy. You know, as a prophet, sometimes the Lord will put some kind of burdens in your heart. You imagine some things, you see them, you see what the fruit it will bring. So much burdens in your heart. I think the problem with the people in this state is low self-esteem. They have super low self-esteem. Even when they get to politics, they don't behave like people who are in charge. Low self-esteem. You want favor. You want favor. What is the favor? Next time. You want favor. What is the favor? I want to become the president one day. So they're behaving like people that don't have, I don't know how to explain it. Irritating in the realm of the spirit. You know, I was sharing with my wife today. I said to her, there's a demon hovering over the city. There's a demon hovering over this state. And you see, no matter how we pray, our prayer will not work so much if we are targeting those demons. No, it is the heart of men. See, demons first send wrong thoughts in our hearts. When we embrace them, we create conducive environment for them to come and dwell. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That simply means that no matter what we are doing, blah, 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 if their hearts are not changed, the demon will keep on hovering upon the city. That's why prayer warriors, they are our brothers and sisters. We are one. They have to calm down so well. When we are telling them that it's not shouting and praying, what we call prayer yet, they think we are against them. We are not against them. You don't take these demons out by shouting, die, 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 fire, fire, fire. No! You have to work on the hearts of people. The Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal. But are mighty through God to pulling down strongholds. Long-lasting cultures and belief that Satan was the origin of through certain demons that he sent. To come and put a wrong thought in our heart on tribalism, on this, on that, and blah, blah, blah. These thoughts, this thinking. Why do you think that from when you know you knew a thief man till now, you've been hearing of thief men for a long time, you've been hearing of Idoma men for a long time, the mentality has not changed. How were they passing the mentality from one generation to another? How? You are just growing, they are passing the mentality. If you are not careful, the same mentality enters into you. The way they talk, the way the people will look up to talk, the way they behave, blah, 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 the sentiment. Before you know, you are growing up as a young woman and telling your child you will never marry a thief man in this house as an Idoma woman. Don't bring a thief man to this house. How to know that the demon is sitting on your head is that at the point as a thief woman, you are saying, don't bring any Idoma person. Idoma people, they are not good people. If you find yourself talking like that, that demon is hovering around your life. It's on your head. You can sit down and look at a particular tribe and describe them by one thing you hear from. Not because you witnessed it too. And you know why most times it seems like it is true? When they tell you that a thief man or an Idoma man is behaving like this, you are expectant. As you are walking every day, you are waiting for one to do like that so that it will be an affirmation. And all of a sudden, it actually looks like that. Even though it's not like that, you interpret it like that. I was actually told. I don't know that you people are getting on trying to explain to you. A very deadly mentality. So how do we make progress with this kind of useless mentality? And we say we are Christians. You are thinking about sexual immorality. Our state is almost number one. If it's not number one in sexual immorality. You know, don't just be looking at the sexual immorality. Think about the root. There's a root to every problem. A root to every problem. The Bible says, not the Bible yet. Okay, the Bible says where there is no vision, it said the people what? Perish. What is the vision of the people of this state? What are we thinking about? Where are we going to? From time past to now. What is the blueprint? Where is the blueprint for Benue? Where is Benue heading for? You see people fighting for second term, fighting to become governor with no plan. No plan. Nothing. So you see somebody rule for over 8 years. 8 years again, we're still, even major roads in the city are not okay. I don't know if some of you saw this video of a man they were insulting in Abuja. They called him an APC chairman or something. Over 50 million. How many of you saw that video? 50 million. You slept with a lady for 50 million. You see how useless the heart of a man can be? Not even any local government will assess that kind of food. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They'll give it to the people and say, go and spend, go and do this. Mm-mm. 50 million. You know that 50 million can build road in certain local government? Can construct road? Somebody slept with a lady and said, take 50 million. Not his wife. These are the kind of people fighting for authority. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So where are we ever going to go to? If you don't fight this thing from your homes, there will never be a new day for Benue State. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? My parents know me, you can never open your mouth and say, don't bring so-and-so tribe to this language. That can never happen. One time my younger brother joked, he said, I will marry an Idoma lady. I was almost going to hear a resistance. I shouted. I said, please do it. Do it so that we'll be traveling to Otukpo. I actually thought I was going to be traveling there one time. But I'm not so familiar with those environments. Do it so that we'll be traveling for marriages and things like that. I told myself I was going to inspire that to happen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have a hope on that. It's not prayer first. The demons are still in charge because of our mentality. Totally bad. That's why it's going to take a long time. Remember what we just read in Exodus 30. It's going to take a long time because of the bad mentality for this state to change. We don't know where we are going. They give you the money now, womanizing. Because you don't know where you are going to. There's no vision. You see somebody fight to attain positions. When he attains it, he sits somewhere. He's bottles of alcohol, meat, women. That's all. Let's go back to the actual interpretation of what we want to see. I hope you people are here. Luke. Then he said to them, if anyone desires to come after me, let him what? Deny himself. And what? Take up his cross daily. And what? Follow me. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now if you remember, a part of scripture that sounded like this was in Galatians 2. Paul said, it is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. He said, the life I live in the flesh is by what? The faith of the Son of Man who gave himself for me. And our part of scripture, Paul said, always carrying on my body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus will be revealed in me also. In other words, Paul was like, I have the mentality that I'm always conscious of what Jesus has done for me on Calvary. I died with him, I was crucified with him, I was buried with him, and etc. That if I'm thinking that I died with Christ, if I'm thinking that while he was nailed on the cross, it was me that was nailed. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? As long as I have a consciousness of his death, his life will be finding expression through me. The cross is the proof. You know, tell me everything that happened on the cross. Everybody, go ahead. On the cross, what happened to Jesus? It was a proof that the old man was separated and we're entering into what? The new man. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So to carry your cross, if you observe, they say, deny yourself. If anyone desires to come after me, let him what? Deny himself. Take up his what? Cross daily and what? Follow me. Every day of your life, knowing you are dead with Christ, you know, knowing that you are buried with him, you know, knowing you resurrected with him. If you have that consciousness of what he has done for you, the old man cannot find expression again. Only the new man can what? Find expression. There's nothing suggestive about suffering. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's not about we'll suffer for a time. Don't have that mentality. It's about the old man going away by the reason of the cross so that the new man finds expressions. The cross is the indication for separation. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? As long as I'm thinking about the cross, I'm thinking about the old man gone and the new man finding expression. That's why there's the word deny yourself there. Are you listening to me? Very important. So sometimes we get offended. Like I told you, I got offended yesterday. You get really offended everywhere. Your head is spinning you, but you just have to gather yourself up and walk in love. Are we together? Denying the old self. I should not be known as an angry person for many years. It's not good. Somebody should look at you and say, you've changed. If it is you that I used to know, this is not how you react. Are you all listening to me tonight? Make up your mind to carry your cross in 2026 and follow the Lord. Let the old man completely die and let the new man find expression. And I tell you, if you make up your mind to allow God find expression through you in 2026, you'll be amazed the amazing things you will do for the Lord. You'll be amazed the kind of wonderful testimonies that you begin to tell even in church. See in your life. Alright? Because I tell you, if you make up your mind to live for the Lord and are walking in purity, you find out that there's a connection between purity and a sound mind. A sound mind. Are you listening to me? Purity and what? A sound mind. Some things you never saw before, you'll be seeing it clearly. Do you know what addiction has done to a lot of lives and destiny? Kept them static in one place for a long time. One time a young man came to me and he said, sir, blah, 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 I'm addicted. And I said, you are doing these kind of things you are doing with this addiction. He said, yes, sir, I'm just managing. I said, take for instance, you never were addicted. If you could do this addicted, what if you were never addicted? I said, you would have done 10 times better. I said, brother, you are a very powerful person. You did this while that was happening to you. I said, here comes your change. We spoke about God's word, and I said, go and do greater things. I'm waiting to hear your testimonies. If you could manage and do this, are you getting what I'm trying to say? What if you were never subjected by Satan? It has subjected many lives. Are you listening to me? But in 2026, it's going to be different for you. Shout glory. And separate yourself from everything that steers this sin that easily beset. You want to fly, Bishop Oedipus said, if you want to fly, you walk alone. In 2026, make up your mind. Let nobody think for you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Refuse to be influenced by anything, but only God's word. And you fly. You know, the path of greatness is very, very lonely. Very, very lonely. You are not everywhere. You are just all by yourself. You have your schedules. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You have targets you have to meet. And if anybody wants to alter that, you are disagreeing. Can we go? Can you escort me? You find that you are not trying to please anybody again. You will not escort. Because you will not do what you are supposed to do. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. You will not do what you are supposed to do. You will not escort. Can you please tell me that? No, I'm not. I have to start something by 5 o'clock. When it's time to pray, you are not joking with that 2 hours or 1 hour, etc. When it's time to study, you are not joking with that time. When you want to build your business, you are not joking with that time. You have thinking days for your business. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. You must give the Holy Spirit an opportunity for Him to help you grow. If you don't have a day you think about your business and evaluate what you are doing, He will not give you a new idea. Be like, Holy Ghost, here we are again. Please help me see where I'm supposed to adjust, Holy Spirit. Help me see what I'm supposed to do, Holy Spirit. As you sit down and trust the Lord, He gives you a strategy. He shows you where there's an error. You adjust it. Make up your mind. Are you listening to me? Make up your mind. 2026 is going to be different in the name of Jesus. It's going to be different. I was joking with the leaders yesterday. My wife was trying to get a job for someone here. And it's a foreign company. They asked for a motion graphic designer. And she called one of her own here and said, do you do motion graphic? He said, no. She said, start learning it. Maybe she did not tell him somebody wants to employ you. She just said, start learning it. And after almost 1 year, the person now called again. And that guy you said does motion graphic, please, I think it's time to employ. She now messaged the person. Have you finished learning the motion graphic? The person said, no. She now came to my room. Pastor Samuel, I think you need to start speaking to some of these boys. They are not serious. I told this person to learn motion graphic. Now they are thinking of doing this. And I asked if he can do it. The person still say no. And I said, oh, I think you'd have said yes, he can do it. And we'll find a way to just balance it. And the truth is that I asked myself, how long will we continue doing like that? How long? You know, I heard a man of God speaking about a particular kind of bed. Selling leaders yesterday. A particular kind of bed that leverages on the wind to fly. Not necessarily his wings. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It just position according to how the wind is coming. It will position in a certain way. And it will be going very fast. It can travel to different countries. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Cover plenty kilometers in less than some hours. Unbelievable. How does it travel, the bed? It will just position itself in a certain way according to how the wind is blowing. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And it will arrive all of a sudden. And the man of God says, a lot of times in life, it is not about working hard. It is about strategic positioning. Tell somebody strategic positioning. There's something you can learn that will make you valuable. Come to that point that they cannot do it without you. And you still don't have bad character. When they look at you, they don't want to lose you. They are scared of losing you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Very scared. will he doubt you? See, let me be real with you. Let's go beyond all this bookkeeping ability and the rest, being a library assistant and the rest, and enter into real skills in 2026. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to say. Let's go beyond all of those things. Being a receptionist, blah blah blah. What is your skill? I'm a receptionist. I was trained. Brothers and sisters, let's be serious with our lives. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Leave those things. They can employ receptionists anytime and just sack you. Let's get into some kind of skill. The people that know it don't have two heads.
Yes, sir.
Do they have two heads?
Yes,
I told myself I'm going to build people that the world will fear from 2026. There are days I'll lock some of you up because some people don't want to be great. You'll be forced to come and be great. Yeah, I will not be great. Force you to be great by force.
I'm not ready to be great though.
You'll be forced to be great. I told my wife I was drawing my plans. We'll lock some people 5 hours to be watching a movie. I'm telling them to watch and learn. Everybody learn. Today in Petra, we're not doing anything. We're just watching a movie. Are you catching it? What did you observe here? Blah, 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 blah. When we're done, we'll now try to do an assignment. Some people, you have to force them to be great though. There is no iota of greatness in their system. They don't want to. Just leave me to be eating banana. Leave me to be chewing gum. Leave me to be licking sweet. I know I won't be great if not by force. Leave me on my bed in the morning. Sleep is sweet. Tell somebody you must be great too. I want to raise people that when they open the scriptures from 2026, when they are teaching God's word, they'll ask you, whose church, which church do you attend? Not assume Christian, actual Christian. You can rightly divide the word of truth. I've been doing it, but I want it in another level in 2026. Glory to God. Are you here? Are you here? Are you ready for 2026? Lord, we are grateful for 2025, but I mean, see, let me tell you, there is nothing, don't think that in 2026 there's something waiting for you there. Nothing is waiting for you there. It's how you agree, how you make up your mind to enter into 2026 that will bring about a change. How many of you are ready to enter with fire?
Yes,
yes, there are new opportunities. A lot of opportunities, but how will you touch them? The state of your heart is what will determine that. Lord, I'm entering 2026 with, I will be so consistent, no matter what. I'll never forget my roommate many years ago on campus. He said these words to me that really blessed me. He said, sometimes I wonder if you are a human being. You sleep late, wake up early. Last to sleep, first to wake up. For over many years he was with me, he observed that. Last to sleep because of prayer, first to wake up because of prayer. Till we stop being roommates. We are not here by coincidence. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Some of you saw one of woman here who was my neighbor. She said she told the person that invited her. The person gave her a flash. She said, I know Pastor Simon now. She was so surprised. He will not allow us to rest with prayer every night. Ba, 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 ba. They were telling them about me. They didn't know me when that woman knew me. She said, I am not surprised he's doing what he's doing today. It is in consistency you see power. Don't stop learning. Why are you feeling disappointed? Satan is telling you, why are you learning all these keys? Be learning it. Be learning it. Are you listening to me? I heard a preacher, he was talking about a certain man of God he met in the US that is more like a role model to him. He said when he was trusting God to meet the man, so he sent a mail. And he was so shocked that when he now went to the office to see the man after his service, they were not prepared to receive him. And they shook him, and the man of God started saying, talking to him about certain aspects of life. He was so surprised. He didn't even know he'll be welcomed like that. And when the man of God was talking about a certain aspect of life, the man of God now said, okay, over to you, please. What do you have to say about it too? More like a casual conversation. He was so shocked. Then he began to say, he said some things that blew the man of God's heart, and the man of God said, wow, I think we need to go live and do this podcast for people to hear this thing that is on your inside. Now he said he learned something from that you should always be prepared, that at any time opportunities can come, that if he was not prepared that day, When the man of God said over to you to talk, he would have just been quiet. He would have not known what to talk. And that would have not opened him to the possibilities that was waiting for him by the reason of him being interfaced with that man. But he was always prepared. And when the man of God said talk, he began to talk. And the man of God was like, wow, you are loaded. Tell somebody always prepare. Always prepare. See, you don't know that what you are doing today are seeds for tomorrow. As long as you are doing it well. The Holy Spirit just reminded me of a testimony. It's not really like a testimony. The person said will be surprised I'm sharing it. A sister who went to serve, one of our sisters, and was preaching the gospel with the noun word and etc. And one of the persons she was preaching the gospel to, she is in a situation where she had to leave her job. And now, the person she preached the gospel to many years ago, who is not in the country, got her employed in a new job. And people get on trying to say, things you are doing today are seeds for tomorrow. You may not see it. Somebody you preach to in Nigeria, today is an employee from another country. So don't think that anything you are doing is a waste of time. It is not a waste of time. Tell somebody I'm not wasting my time. You are not. You know, you just got alive. The testimony just got alive in my spirit. It makes a lot of sense. Just be good unnecessarily. Just be good. Be good. Just be good because you are good. Are you listening to me? Be good. In season and out of season, be good. Be wonderful. Listen, money will be the least of our worries. Are you beginning? I'm trying to say, do you believe these things I'm saying to you? You know, I will never highlight money as the most important thing in life. Money is not the most important thing. God Almighty is. There are many things that money cannot solve. Many problems. Never emphasize the money over the anointing. Oh, the anointing is more important than money. The anointing more important than money. Imagine you are a doctor and you are anointed. You sit in that your office and people come with their problems. And you speak hope to them. And you lay hands on them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And you recover. And they recover, I mean. You have hospitals where you attend to people preaching the gospel. This is how we reshape the world. They say that hospital, people don't die there. It's over 4 years now and they've lost nobody. Why? The man is diligent in his work. And the man is super anointed. When it comes to a point, he says, the nurses will hold their hands to pray in the spirit. I was watching a video, they were operating somebody, and the doctors and the nurses were praying in the spirit. They were just singing, hallelujah. How many of you saw that video? Hallelujah. You saw that video? Praising the Lord. How will that kind of person die? Because the situation was quite troubling. When they were done, they started praising the Lord. They recognize that God, what we have done here, we are not even sure of it. But we know you created this system. As complicated as the human body is, God created it. Somebody clap for God. He created it. If he created it, he's the only one that can solve any problem in that system. You are sick in any part of your body, God can heal you. He can make you whoa. Are you listening to me? From henceforth, attack. The Bible says, who by reason of use have gotten their sense in what? Exercise. There's a pain on your chest. In the name of Jesus, pain, go. Learn to use the word of God. Don't be used to pain in your body. In the name of Jesus, pain, go. Get out from my body. Joint pain, shoulder pain, leave my body now. It's very important to, these are you are practicing. You give birth to children. One day, one of them, by 1 a.m., God forbid, the body begins to get hot and cold unnecessarily. You don't start crying. You are not a woman. Are you listening to me? What do you do as a man? You lay hands on that head. In the name of Jesus, body be made whole. Body respond to me. You are hoping in this kind of hospitals we are seeing around. You are saying emergency. You are in emergency unit and somebody is changing gown and doing WhatsApp. I say, doctor, say if people don't drop like 150K, we should not start anything.
And when you run around, before you come with the 100, they are joking. That person will die in that place. Some say you are reminding us to go and change oxygen or change that one, that water they used to drip. Yeah, they won't remind us. Hey, sorry, I forgot. Is this kind of hospitals that you want people to survive? I told you the experience with my sister. They forgot to collect the results. Water, boss, blah, 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 blah. I knew that if I don't pray, if I just keep on being angry, I will lose my sister. I had to go and lock myself somewhere. When I saw that the baby came out, I now went there. And I said the baby will come out and nothing will happen. Because I did it. I prayed. If my faith was in the hospital, I've already given up. Me, I've given up in the hospital. If your hope is in this world, you have the of what? Most miserable. When I opened the office, got angry, opened the office of the doctor, a lady was sitting on the table looking at his eyes. They were doing love. While a patient was dying. I looked at the man. I said, you are here. And a patient, I did not say my sister, I said a patient is dying. See how you are seated. He said, Ogasa, he know I've catch him, so now he's calling me Ogasa. He said, the result they've not brought to see you is them at the lab. I said, you people are like children. See, doctor is telling me it's lab people that have not brought. I went to lab, said, we have said to doctor, look at children. And a life is going away. I said to him, Oga, stand up now and get that result. If anything happened to my sister. There are some you go, self, you are almost dying. They say, why are you not behaving like a man? We took one of our leaders there one time to one hospital. He was shaking. He said, why is he behaving like he's a woman, self? I said, my God. Malaria plus, plus, plus. They say he's shaking like a woman. And he couldn't help himself. When they said it, he even shook them all. Because you can't help yourself in that situation. And they cared less. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Don't get anointed. Be waiting for high-level hospital. Don't get anointed. Shebi, you heard that Akpabio went outside. Tinubu don't even believe in your hospitals. President don't believe in Nigeria hospital. You are believing. Senate president don't believe in these hospitals. You are believing. We're in a country where if we want to have good health care, our president travel out. Our vice president, their children travel out. Brothers and sisters, from time past, God knew the provision that can help us become stable. He said, I've given you everything for what? Life and God. You are asking God, where is the hospital? He has given you everything for life and God. Believe it. That even though you don't have good hospital, you'll still be fine. I'm not saying be careless with your life. But God said, I have given you what? And he's referring to who? Christ Jesus. I don't have anybody. I don't know anybody. I don't have money. I will be poor. You will not be poor. You see, salvation comes as a whole, not in bits. It's sozo, it's soteria. Healing, riches, you can name anything. Peace of mind all comes. He came immediately, you received Jesus. You had everything for life and godliness. The day you became born again, you were rich. What you are doing every day is to work out that riches. But the Bible says, work out your salvation. If you observe, the root word soza and soteria means to be wholly saved, not partly saved. To receive salvation in its entirety. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. The moment Adam lost connection with God, he lost everything material he needed. I don't know that people are understanding me. So I have everything. I have everything. In the name of Jesus. All things are mine. Say, I'm super anointed. That's why I don't joke with your prayers. Don't joke with prayers. I played what the clip of that movie from The Forge. She said, no, prayer should not be treated like a spare tire that will only carry our put when things are not okay. No, prayer should be like the steering wheel of our lives. When things are okay, pray in the spirit. Don't only pray in the spirit when things are not okay. Every day you wake up, you are driving, you are arranging your life. Prayer is like what? The steering wheel of your life. You want your life to go any direction? Speak it in prayer. It's in the name of Jesus. 2026 is loaded with blessings for me. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Speak with boldness. There's so much for me in 2026. Glory to God. I walk in glory. I walk in glory. I walk in glory. In 2026, in the name of Jesus, you begin to declare it now. Hold on your confession of faith. Satan wants to bring a lot of reasons for you to stop talking, because he knows something is happening on the inside yet that you cannot see. Yes, things are aligning. Yes, it was said that none of his bones will be broken. I was speaking to a friend yesterday. He said, you are lucky. I said, no, I'm not lucky. I'm blessed. I'm fulfilling prophecy. He said, how do you explain this thing to unbelievers? Is it not luck? He said, I said, no, I don't care if they believe me or not. I don't call it luck. There's nothing like coincidence. I am manifesting God's word that I've spoken before. There's nothing like a coincidence. The Hebrew guys don't believe in luck. They don't believe in coincidence. They believe that everything that happens is a fulfillment of what? Prophecy. Either in the negative or in the positive. Because as long as the earth remaineth, seed time and what? Harvest shall not what? Seed. That's it. Meaning what you are reaping today is a product of the seed you have sown yesterday. What a man, Jesus said, God cannot be mocked. What a man sows, he will what? Reap. You see that? I said there's nothing like luck. And I gave him the prophecy of Isaiah for Jesus. The Bible said none of his bones will be broken. None of his bones. None of his bones will be broken. And all of a sudden, a man, a soldier, who knew the tradition. The tradition said, break the bone of everybody that is dead. That was a tradition. Imagine one mere soldier is going against the order of a general. Casually. He says, just leave Jesus. Don't worry. Leave that man. They are the ones in charge of breaking bones. He said, no, leave that man. Let's not break his bone. Let's just go and beg. What if they catch him? He didn't consider all of those things. Why? You see, when you want to fulfill prophecy, it will be as if they are using your head. The way the people will be blessing you, you'll be wondering, is this man thinking normal? He is coming from an entire different family, yet he wants to pay that money for you. You people are from different religion, yet he's saying, I feel I should give you this 60 million. I don't know that you're getting what I'm trying to say. Why wars have gone ahead? It doesn't matter who, if it was a wicked soldier that was there, he would still not break the bones of Jesus. Why scripture have said, none of his bones shall be broken. Tell somebody, send words into 2026. Send words. And as you send words, you know, you enter into 2026, somebody will say, this lady is working so much favor. See how things are aligning. You send words. And when you are done meditating enough, which is a combination of speaking and thinking, the Bible says you will cause your path to be what? How many of you are ready to cause your path? Your 2026. It says you shall have good success. You know, I choose to fly in 2026. And I'll partner with the Holy Ghost to make that possible. We just have to be responsible people. Responsible in the place of prayer. Responsible in the place of speaking God's word, confessing the word, and obeying the principles of scripture. 2026, I'm not joking with my life. My life is on God. When it's time to pray, I'm going to pray because I believe in God. He's my Father. He's the source of my strength. He's everything that I have and everything I can ever have. If God is my all in all, I don't joke with my prayer time. If God is my all in all, I don't joke with any principles in scripture that it tells me to do. If I don't do it, I don't believe that God is my all. Are you listening to me? God is my all. I don't joke with the principles of scripture. He is my all. When it's time to pray, oh God, you'll find me praying. I wanted to pray. Then somebody said, I should escort her. We should know that's a devil. Be too wise. Understand that's a devil. You want to pray? Escort who? To where? Lock your door. Pray in the spirit. Take it like your final exams. Pray. Knowing your life depends on that. You know the way you write your final exams, the way you prepare. If you can see prayer like that in 2026, from henceforth into 2026. Obeying kingdom principles. Are you listening to me? God gave you an assignment in your local church. You don't joke with it in 2026. So Bible says before they pray, he answers them. There are some things that you do that is bigger than even saying, God, give me, God, give me. As he's saying you doing it, doing it. The Bible says it's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Then you see yourself entering into the reward before you even ask for things, they will come. I don't know how many people are getting what I'm trying to say. So why is that girl praying for souls like this? She's in charge of a department. Why is she praying like she's praying for an entire kingdom? You understand that every soul there represents a nation. And the good you do on these souls will reflect on nations. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Some of the people you are pastoring now are going to be in charge of big sectors of life. They will control millions of people. That's why you are not joking with their souls. That's why you are not joking with yourself. You embrace maturity. Tell somebody, embrace maturity. Embrace maturity. In 2026, you will not find me everywhere. You will not find me joking with everything. In fact, some kind of post in 2026, I will not post them on my status. I only post the things that matter. Some unnecessary jokes. No, I want to be a different human being, according to the word of God. A kind of person my younger ones can look at and say, I will follow Jesus because of my elder sister, because of my elder brother. I'll do the right thing because of this man. I'll do the right thing because of this woman. Become a light in 2026. So that when you begin to, the glory begins to find expression deeply in manifestation, people will be like, I'm not surprised. This lady, the way she entered this year, it was so obvious that something glorious will happen like this. This guy, the way he entered this year. Are you listening to me? No, I refuse to be small. I can never be small. We're going to rule and reign in this world. In the name of Jesus. Ruling in every sector of life. Every sector of life. Every sector of life. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. The Bible says, for the sufferings of this present time are nothing compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Meaning when you enter into the glory in its full manifestation, and you remember some of those days, these days, you begin to laugh. Really? That ever happened? So when am I going to enter into the glory? The Bible says, though the vision tarried, tarry with the vision. Because it tarried not. Tarry with it. Meaning if you have a goal for 6 months, I want to assure you that it will work even faster than 6 months if you change the goal from 6 months to 3 months. I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to say. And 6 months, you know, how can I get it done in 3 months rather? You see, your preparation will get increased. No, I'm not going to live an ordinary life. No, never. No. No, 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 no. I must mark greatness upon the face of the earth. As I pursue Jesus. As I follow Jesus. I'm not going to be normal. No, 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 no. Every year I've been dull in school. No, this year I'm not going to be dull. I will dedicate time to studying diligently. My classmates will be amazed. What is wrong with, what has happened with this lady? 4 point what? We've never seen her like this. Something is different. If you observe, at the beginning of the year, she was not talking with everybody. Whenever we're looking for her, she's always in the library. What has happened to this lady? Something has happened to her. She has seen herself in the mirror of God's word. She now understands that she deserves better. Are you listening to me? Sir, I deserve better. Shout, I deserve better. This is how you should attack 2026. If you want to see glory. No, I refuse to be casual. I refuse to be casual. Strategic positioning. Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do in 2026? Tell me. And believe he will tell you. Don't be joking. Believe you are his child. Are you listening to me? Yes, sir. Who knows the heart of God but the Spirit of God? The Spirit of God has come on our inside so that we what? Know the things that are freely given unto us. Can you say, God thinks through my mind? Hallelujah! So I'm like, Holy Spirit, tell me what you want me to do. Tell me in this area of life, tell me what you want me to do. Then you put, let your ears be sharp. When you say, Lord, tell me, now in the name of Jesus, then you keep quiet, let him tell you. Or as you are praying, you are scanning your spirit to hear. Are you listening to me? Suddenly a thought will begin to rise. Somebody say, that's the devil. You are asking God and a thought is rising and you're saying, that's the devil. Are you kidding God? Say, no. Are you sure? I heard God say, are you sure? Are you sure? Because this thing is too big. When he told them to go and take the promised land, it was too big. The sons of the Anak were there. He said, go and take it. Are you listening to me? Go and take it. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Lord, how do you want me to position in 2026? You pray in the spirit. You pray. Then you begin to receive words. You know what to do. Oh, I know what to do. Hallelujah. And I have the impetus to do it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He tells you personal. You know, he's going to give some of you personal instructions. Not some of all of you. He must. If he doesn't give you, you are not in alignment. He must give all of you personal. Outside the word he will give us generally. He must give you personal instructions for your good. That will lead to your good. In 2026, thou shalt not. And thou shalt do this. And things will be better. Are you listening to me? He will tell you. Don't step into 2022 without a word, without instructions. No, don't make that mistake. When you go back home, he won't give you word for your family because you are taking that mantle of responsibility. You have to separate yourself. They are juicing and watching the movie. I'm not saying don't spend time with your family. You lock yourself up in one of the rooms and you are praying in the spirit. You are praying in the spirit. They may mock you. They may laugh at you. But you know what you are doing. You know what you are doing. You are hearing God. Lord, what is it for 2026? What is it? What do you want me to do? Give me those instructions. And I will follow Holy Ghost. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. If he's your shepherd. If you allow him shepherd you in 2026, you will never want. He will lead you. He said, he makes me to lie down. Because he's my shepherd, I finally begin to see myself in green pastures. Freshness, fresh results. Are you listening to me? He leads me in green pastures. He sustains my soul. Can you give me that Psalm? Psalm 23. Give me the TPT rendition. I want us to read. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. You see that? I always. Mark that word, always. Mark it. I said next year should be about strategic positioning. You know, many Christians don't know that God speaks to people. They are told, blah, 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 blah. When you are done, listen to him. He will tell you some things. Let's try to finish the scripture. The TPT rendition. The Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. You know, there's something we read years ago. I always used to emphasize. It says, I do not call you servants anymore, but friends. Is it friends? Because what I know, you now know. You are abiding in his word. You understand his word. Because you have been listening to him. Very fast. A TPT rendition. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Are you ready? Satan should not create a lot of situation. You know, the Bible says because of the word, their tribulation and because of the word. Listen, when I was taking yesterday, as I was telling people that I was angry, I began to ask myself, who is Simon Thomas? Who are GCMites? Then the Lord reminded me, he said, because of the word, the devil brings trials and tribulations and afflictions because of the word. I know he's one thing he wants to steal, the word. But he will be shocked because he has always been stupid. If he had known, he would have not put us in this situation. Because listen, we have been charged to FUBA. You remember this day, some of you. Write this day down. Say, prophet told us on his status. He said, the least of our worries. And so shall it be. No matter what, so shall it be. You know, when the Lord is your shepherd, you don't fear anything. Can we read together? I want to go. The Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. Always, highlight what? Always. No matter the situation, I always have. Say, why is it not working? You just prepare. Why? No. You have to speak God's word. This situation came because of the word. He wants to steal the word. But you hold fast your confession of faith. Because he sustains. We saw a formula in Jesus. He sustains all things by the words of his power. Things are sustained. They are created and sustained by words. Jesus said, perish, died. He said to the tree, die. They were waiting to see it. When they were coming back, it was completely dried up. It died from the roots. And they were shocked, Master, it just died. He said, you have small faith. Why did he say small faith? You are believing now that you saw it dead. When you say it, start rejoicing. Because it will happen. Even though people cannot see it now, you have seen it already. When Jesus said, tree die, he went away knowing it will happen. Are you listening to me? You know, I told you a story when I told the Lord, I spoke to the atmosphere. I said, a miracle must happen today. Remember Abuja EFCC office? I said, a miracle. Well, I said it and I saw it. Next part of scripture. The Lord is my shepherd and my best friend. I will always have enough. He offers a resting place for me in his luxurious love. It is what? Luxurious love. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace, the quiet brook of bliss. Do you have the message transition? Let me read it in the message. We'll come back here. Do you have it? Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Is it possible? All right, let's just continue here. He offers a resting place for me in his luxurious love. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace. The quiet brook of bliss. Next part of scripture. That's where he restores and revives my life. He opens before me pathways to God's pleasure and leads me along in his footstep of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. How many of you want the Holy Spirit to lead you in the footsteps of righteousness so that you bring honor to his name? You know what I mean? God will give you instruction that will make sure at the end you don't fall a prey to the devil. For some of you, will tell you don't go to that location. For some of you, will tell you stay in that location. Is it good? Because there is somebody that have the potency to steal the word. Satan wants to use a particular person. Do you know, because of God is seeing something that will be wrong with you, even in Abuja, he will tell you stay in Lafia. Because he's seen that at that time, at that point of your life, you don't have capacity to resist that evil. Say, stay here. Be built here. Say, God, but there is money. They'll be paying me 300,000. Say, stay here. Stay here. You know why he's leading you like that? So that he'll bring honor to his name at the end. There are some people's light that's off because they changed location. Off. They didn't have the capacity. leads me along his footsteps of righteousness, so that I can bring honor to his name. Finally, you will bring what? Honor to his name. Not just in purity. Your life will become a wonder. Verse 4. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me. For you already have. You have already conquered me. Fear is already late. Fear is coming too late. God has conquered this heart. That's how you talk. Even if your path takes me through the valley of deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me. He's not asking fear. He's saying fear, you can never conquer me. You know why? God has already conquered me. He said, you will remain close to me and lead me through it all the way. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. The comfort of your love. He said, your authority is my strength and my peace. You speak from authority. You shake wizards and witches and they die. They lose their life. Not you. How can I be scared? Every day somebody dies, it's my turn. I'm the only boy in my family that survived. They want to kill me. And you know Jesus? Listen, his authority should be your strength. And his authority should be the reason for your peace. Imagine you have over 1 billion soldiers guiding you. Will you sleep well? Will you sleep well? He said, you are surrounded by so mighty a cloud of witnesses. That's number one. Oh. Their father Abraham are around. The poles are around. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Then secondly, he said, you have come into an innumerable multitude of angels. You cannot count the number of angels. Then you think God will not give you money. Money. It is about strategic positioning. He said, I will bless the works of your heart. Get the skill first and see. The money you see, you can't be able to count it. He said, I'll bless the word. I'll bless the word. Strategic positioning. If you observe, you know the first thing that took David into the palace, you know it was not him killing Goliath that took him into the palace. Do you know the first thing that took him into the palace? It was the skills. The Bible said David played skillfully. He had a skill that brought him before the king. Remember, there was DNA of royalty in David already. Samuel had anointed him king a long time. Yet David still learned a skill. And the skill took him to where he's supposed to fulfill destiny. My destiny is very great. Blah, 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 blah. There's something that the Lord has put in your heart that you will do to bring you into fulfilling that destiny. There's something. There's something the Lord has put in your heart. He said, your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I will never be lonely, for you are near me. I will never be lonely. So they disrespect you. You are not lonely. God is with you. You feel disrespected. Feel fine. See, nobody owns this world. Are you listening to me? He's got the whole world in his hands. He's in charge of the world. And God has not written it anywhere that somebody should be bigger than you. You even pity people that don't have the right character. No. You know what? A believer is small because he chose to be small. He chose to be small. He said, my people, but they are perishing for lack of something they don't know. Sir, I know something. I know God's word. I will not perish for lack of knowledge. I know God's word. I know God's word. They disrespect you and you are crying. His love has conquered me. God has conquered me. I can't cry. See what the Bible said? The comfort of your love takes away my fear. The comfort of your love. He knows the number of hair on your head. Are you kidding God? Are you listening to me? He said, I will never be lonely, for you are near. I will never be lonely. Stop allowing Satan make you feel like you've lost it. No. God is with you as a mighty, terrible one. Yes. Next part of scripture. Then he said, you become my delicious feast. Even when my enemies are my enemies dare to fight, you anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. Let's see this in the Amplified rendition. The Amplified rendition. You prepare a table for me before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed and refreshed my head with oil. He said, my cup overflows. The NKJV said, my cup runneth over. Every part of you runs over. Everything about you runs over. Say, I walk in the overflow. Keep on saying it. Never stop saying it. I have the overflow. The overflow is my heritage. In the name of Jesus. No matter the situation, I walk in the overflow. I walk in the overflow. You wake up in the heat of the problem, I walk in the overflow. I walk as the devil is trying to talk to you in your heart, you shout with your mouth. Remember, I said if your mouth is saying something different, your heart cannot be thinking that nonsense. I walk in the overflow because I'm anointed. I walk in the overflow. You wake up, you see lack, no, reject it. I walk in the overflow. My cup overflows. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Then you have the mentality for the overflow. You don't say, I walk in the overflow and you are playing small. No, you don't play small. You play big. That's why you are learning that big skill. So why is that the lady learning that skill? That skill is for people that have sound, that are intelligent. You say, I'm intelligent. I'm going to learn it. I have the patience. I have the intelligence to learn it. I can do all things. I can know all things. I have the Holy Spirit. He said, learn this because it's too hard. Too hard for you? You know, when you are reading God's word, it opens your reasoning capacity. If there's anything like that, intelligence capacity. David said, I have understanding more than my elders because the word is my meditation. Meaning David's reasoning capacity have gone beyond the normality for any human being's reasoning capacity. His reasoning capacity now, David, has gone beyond normality. Why? Because God's word has expanded it. He doesn't think like a normal human being again. He's thinking differently because he dared to understood God's word that was far. Eyes have not seen. He dared to understand what eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Then you come to mass, it just becomes so easy. You come to physics, it just becomes what? So easy. You come to business, you come to programming, you come to data analysis. You say, I know all things. You don't receive the testimony of men. They say it's hard. I say, no, it's not hard. It is as simple as ABC. You see, somebody is opening, is starting 2026 and asking Google, how does a woman get to walk? When you begin to see the things you need to know, then you begin to walk in that direction. At the beginning of the year, you see yourself walking, building that career. Then suddenly, preparation will meet an opportunity. Some of you, the Holy Spirit will give you clear instruction. Learn this. Choose this part of career. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? Your spirit is open. Next part of scripture. Surely, goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. Give me the TPT rendition. So why would I fear the future? For your goodness and love pursue me all the days of my life. Why would I fear the future? Why? For your goodness and love pursue me all the days. If you observe, I've done this before, that in the original, the word there, follow, in the root is what? Pursue. It will haunt you down. Meaning every day as you are living your life conscious of the Holy Ghost, goodness of and mercy is are timing you. They are timing you. That let's get that guy down. Let's get him down. You just walk into, brother. As a child of God, nothing can work, nothing can get me. There are only two things permitted to get me. And right now, you know, I'm so excited. They are going to get me down soon. They are targeting me. They say, what is targeting you? Say, arrows. Arrows are targeting me. Arrows from my heavenly father's side. It's targeting me. What are the arrows? Goodness and mercy. And I declare they will hunt you down. All the days of your life, meaning every day you wake up, you are full of hope. You are not scared. Why? Goodness and mercy wants to hunt you down. Then afterwards, why my life is true, I will return to your glorious presence to be forever with you. That's a parousia, of course. Verse 7. Is that all? I wish it never ended. Now let's read the TPT's rendition of Psalms 91. Let's read together. I want to go. When you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. You are hidden in the strength. Like what Paul said, he said, my life is hidden with Christ in God. Be conscious of these things. Say, where is your life? My life, this life I'm living right now in the flesh, is by the faith of the Son of God. Who gave? Where is the Son of God? Seated in the heavens. Where are you? Seated together with him. Between me. Next part of scripture. He's the hope that holds me and the strong God to shelter me. The only God for me and my great confidence. I love David. I love how he talks. No wonder the Bible calls him a man after God's own heart. See how he speaks. He's the hope that holds me and the strong God to shelter me. And the only God for me and my great confidence. He has poured it all before God. God, you are my everything. You are my everything. You are my everything. Outside you, there is nobody. Next part of scripture. Then he says, hallelujah. He said, he will rescue you from every hidden trap. Oh, hallelujah. Some of you, you lost your job to false accusations. But listen, the Lord has something bigger. Don't see God small. Dom Wayne has a song. He said, I am sorry, Lord. I made you small in my eyes. Forgive me, Lord. I have made you small in my eyes. And if you observe, many Christians make God look small. You lost a job to false accusation. Don't go and beg. Don't beg. Are you listening to me? Don't beg. You can't be serving God for this long. And you allow the world to shame him by shaming you. Whatever glory of your life is his glory. Whatever shame of your life is his shame. And guess what? He has taken the shame. All that remained now is glory. He has taken all the shame. All on the cross. You will never be ashamed. You will never be ashamed. Say, I can never be ashamed. Say, ah, no, you can never. You can never be ashamed. You can never be ashamed that you are begging from somebody you are advising. No, you can never be ashamed that you are telling somebody that was advising you to leave God that, listen, things are not going well. No, that day will never come. It will never come. You can never bow before men and bow before God. It's not possible. Well, if you bow before God, you can't bow before men. You can never call out his name and end up in shame. There's a song that says like that. Is ever ready to show himself great in your life. All you need to do in 2023 is what? Alignment with his purpose. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy. He will protect you from false accusation and any deadly curse. False accusation and deadly curse. Listen, they lied on your head and you lost something. And you are crying, God, why me? Walk out with a smile. And pity where you are living. Because what they've done is sowing a seed that will destroy them tomorrow. I tell you, they need prayers. For doing nothing. The Bible said they noticed that when Joseph, anywhere Joseph entered, there was blessings. He entered Egypt. He started from the prison, but he was the blessing of Egypt. The answer they were looking for was in Joseph, because the Lord was with him. He entered everywhere with the presence of God. He entered everywhere like Daniel with a special anointing. As long as you have a pure heart, are you listening to me? And you are truthful. Don't be scared. You can never be disadvantaged in life. Don't give Satan that foothold. Say, Lord, I'm finished. See what they've done to me. No, you are not finished. You are just starting. You are just starting. But I beg you all, in 2026, have. He said, you only God like responsible people. You only interface with this blessing through the works of your hand. Are you listening to me? No matter how much of a prayer warrior you have, look for a fine skill and learn. A beautiful skill and learn. A powerful skill. If you're already skillful, build yourself up. Forget now you are posting land and they are wondering, you are seeing just 10 views and blah blah blah. A time will come. Hey, yayagaratos. I just remember I had a vision. I just remembered it now. I just remembered it now as I just said it about land. I had a vision about people big in real estate around me. I can't truly remember their faces now. But of course, I know they're around me. I remember I was seeing some ladies and some guys. There's a special anointing on your life. That when people see you, they want to buy. See, is it that guy that sells the land? I want to do it with him. That's why you'll be working hard. You can't just sit there and say, I'm a real estate. No, show it. Some people are ashamed of being, you know, they are ashamed of shame. Let me put it like that. Say, I say, real estate mogul, people will be laughing. Who see this one? It starts like that. Let them be mocking. God likes to bring his glory in the mockery. As they are mocking you like this, that's how glory will just come out. Pew! And it will be like a dream before their eyes. God loves it like that. He will protect you from false accusation. We had as a ministry many false accusations this year. That's why we are not scared. Because he will protect us from what? False accusation. He has made useless the counsel of Ahithophel. No matter what they are saying, this 2026, watch out. We're soaring on the wings of the Spirit. It will be our best year yet. Why? We want it. Because we want it. Next part of scripture. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under his covering of majesty and height. His arms of faithfulness are a shield, keeping you from harm. Next part of scripture. Very fast as we close. You will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Why will you fear? Never. 6. Don't fear a thing, whether by night or by day. Demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of evil launch against you. They can't. You are dwelling in the secret place. Next part of scripture. Even in a time of disaster, with thousands and thousands being killed, you remain unscathed. And what? But in the beginning, he said, they that dwell in the secret place of Shaddai. All of these promises is tied to somebody that has a secret place. Thousands are being killed. You will remain on what? And what? Nothing will touch you. He said, one wound will not be on your body. You come out successful. Do you believe that? Next part of scripture. You will be a spectator as the wicked perish in judgment. See what I told you? You are accused wrongly, just walk away. He said you will watch it happen. For they will be paid back for what they have done. Listen, it's not possible that you are accused wrongly. And you thought you did not lose anything, no? They lost you. And God must do something to point them back to the wickedness they've done. Not because you wish them back. It will just happen like that. Because he's a God of justice. He must tell them that, see, you touched one of my own. And this thing you are seeing today is a proof. It's an indication that you have touched one of my own. And one time I was reading the Bible. I saw where that man, that king, when Abraham lied that it was his wife. It was his sister. An angel appeared to the king and told him, don't touch Abraham. That's when I knew Abraham was a prophet. He said, don't touch that man, for he is a prophet. I said, You think all of this is your call and the hand of God upon your life? Heaven does not recognize it. Heaven does. He said, don't touch Abraham. He was warned in a dream. Don't touch Abraham, for he is a prophet. When I saw it, I said, I pity people that just talk anyhow. See God warning somebody in a dream. What is the only reason? He's a prophet. Didn't speak about anything that happened. He said, don't touch that man. Don't touch that woman. He said she was his sister. The man said, thank you, my brother. He carried, as he was going, preparing in the night, he had a vision. Pop! He said, that woman, don't touch. Don't touch. That man, that woman is a prophet, is a wife of this prophet. Next part of scripture. When we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place, who is God Most High? He is our what? We will always be shielded from harm. You see how many times did he tell you about being shielded from evil? So many times. You can't even count it. How then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us? You have seen it? Next part of scripture. God sends angels with special orders to protect you. Aye. Not just orders, special, like DSS. Special orders. What is the order? Protect that, my son. Protect that, my baby girl. Special orders. Go and make sure nothing touches that guy. He said, protect you wherever you go, defending you from all harm. Next part of scripture. If you walk into a trap, they'll be there for I. Kalabo Shanta Kabaya. This is where I read the last time that I had to stop and began to pray. He said, if you walk into, meaning you are falling into a trap. Like Paul, the serpent was like the woods, fastened itself, hit Paul. Paul shook it off. I'm sure Paul was meditating on this scripture. For he had been meditating. He shook it off, threw it in the fire, and Paul was okay. He said, if you walk into a trap, they will be there for you and keep you from stumbling. So I've entered into the trap of the devil. Oh God, why me? I did not hear God very well. And the Bible says, rejoice. Start rejoicing in the trouble. Like Paul, like Peter, in the prison, they began to praise God. They began to praise God. They began to praise God. I don't know if you know the scriptures that says, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in the book of Psalms. Psalm what? 100. Give me in the. Do you have the Message translation? Have you seen it now? I wanted to show you something so powerful there. Verse what? Give me verse 4. I want everybody to read. Enter with the password. Thank you. Make yourself at home. Take talking praise. Thank him. Worship him. What is the password? Thank you. Talking praise. Praise is password. I see mighty things, mighty hand of God. Just put the password. Jesus, I thank you. Oh, you do well. I thank you. Oh, you don't make my life bad. As you are doing that, the Bible says that's password. I'm going to praise you forever. Oh, you'll be Baba. That's password. Things are not okay. Put password for it to be okay. Say, God, why me? Just start praising him. That's password. Are you seeing the password?
Yes, sir.
What's your password for 2026? Praise. Praise. Tell somebody praise.
Praise.
Choir, I hope choir are prepared. We'll sing a lot of praises in 2026. We want to be hearing these, some of these old songs, Seth. They should be bringing it up for us. Jesus, I thank you. If I don't hear that song like 100 times in 2026, we'll have problem. I want to just enter to and be hearing Jesus, I thank you. You do well, I love you. You don't make my life better. I must hear that song. Are you ready for me?
Yes,
we must hear it over 200 times.
Yes,
meaning every service, tell the praise leader, first song, Jesus, I thank you. Hey.
Password.
We face any small challenge, we'll gather ourselves and press the password. And it was amazing when they began to praise in the prison, it started shaking. Chains fell off. Because God inhabits not the worries, not the complaint, but what? The praise of his people. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now go ahead, let's praise the Lord. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Use the password. Go ahead. Sharabaka subregadia. Use the password. Go ahead. Go ahead. Roba kashata bagadaba yakabara gadaba. Go ahead and praise him. I don't want to sing the little song. I don't want to park with a little crowd. I just want to make you smile. I don't care if I'm right or wrong. Trying to calm me down. I just want to praise you now. You comfort me. In the midst of it all, you loved me, gave me another chance. You, what is us tomorrow? You forgave. I don't want to sing a little song. I don't want to park a little crowd. I just want to praise you, Lord. I don't care who thinks I'm right or wrong. I don't care who tries to calm me down. I just want to praise you now. You covered me in the midst of it all. And you loved me and gave me another chance. You saw my need while there's some my fault. You forgave me. I
I don't have to listen to my name. They don't have to walk me down the aisles. I just want to praise you, Lord. Should I make the Hall of Fame or the Savior's precious seat? I just hope that you be pleased. You covered me in the midst of it all. You loved me and gave me another chance. You rescued me. I was gonna fail. You saved me. In my life, be glorified. Be glorified. In my life, be glorified. Be glorified. In my life, be glorified. Be glorified. Oh, in my life, be glorified. Be glorified. Yeah, you got the glory, you got the praise, you got the honor. I just wanna say, you take the glory, you take the praise, you take the honor. I want us to sing this part together, everyone. In my, let's sing it together. Be glorified. You want that in 2026?
Be glorified.
Sing it. In my life.
In my life. Be glorified. Be glorified.
Let's sing it again. Oh, in my life, Lord. Listen, I want to say it like this. He's my life. We're telling the Lord, here is my life. Be glorified. Be glorified.
Be glorified.
Sing it like you have seen Jesus before you. Let's sing together.
He's my life.
Be glorified.
Be glorified.
Oh.
Be glorified.
One more time. He's my life.
He's my life. Be glorified.
At the end, so that, Lord, oh, you take the glory.
You get the glory.
You take the praise.
You get the praise.
You take the honor.
You take the honor.
I just wanna say it. Yeah.
Take the glory.
You take the glory.
You take the praise. You take
the praise. I will never be the same. I was singing it this afternoon, all throughout the afternoon. I've touched your grace and my life has changed. I will never be the same after my life has changed. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh,
Yahweh, Yahweh,
I will never be the
say,
Yahweh, Yahweh.
Words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.